back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Randy and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
I can barely hear you, Matt.
Okay, Randy, can you hear me now? And can I hear you? Say something.
I can hear you fine now.
Okay, I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I was going to make a call about something completely different, but I thought you had some pretty cogent observations there. I think what I call the institutional left has always had trouble separating the most negative qualities from people who tend to agree with them. And when it comes to Islam, they gave women like the what we used to call the S end of the stick. They simply said we embrace that other culture, and if that other culture subjugates women, so be it. But I think, like I said, I think there's getting to be a little more awareness there's things are not going to go smoothly. Somebody has said, the Christianity is 2 centuries old, Islam is 1400 years old, and that's not. And that's reflected in some ways. It's not a perfect analogy, but it is reflected. And the that's all. I think that the there were lefties like the late Christopher Hitchens who were even stronger on the subject than you are. I guess that's all I can say on that subject. The other thing though is Trump was really, really, really looking for his Nobel Peace Prize when he went with the Taliban, and then he went with the Arab Emirates, and I think one of the reasons that he did not want to get out of office was that is that he still thought he had his Nobel Prize coming, and I think he still expects to get a place on Mount Rushmore.
Well, interesting. Let me respond to both of them: provocative, profound, and do have a response, Randy. I always appreciate your calling in. First of all, let me start with Trump. And there's no equivalency, in my view, between his actually Jared Kushner was a big part of it. And I'm not a fan of Jared Kushner or Trump, as you will know if you've listened to any of this, much less the entire time I've been on the radio. But I will tell you this. The Abraham Accords were a phenomenal breakthrough. They were wonderful. We had the United Arab Emirates. We have Sudan. We have Morocco. I think we have, I don't know if it's Qatar or Bahrain. And one of the things I would do, it's a model that you extend to everyone else, even Saudi Arabia, which at the street level is controlled by Wahhabi ultra-religious extremists, and then a libertine monarchy who somehow are in uneasy alliance. Even there, Chainsaw Charlie. Why do I call him Chainsaw Charlie? Because of Jamal Khashoggi. Because his thighs ended up in one bag and his wrists ended up in another bag. That's why I call him Chainsaw Charlie. But in any event, even Chainsaw Charlie, Prince Mohammed, has permitted Israeli planes to go through Saudi airspace to get to the United Arab Emirates. That is phenomenal. Any normal president who is not crooked and betraying the country to the Russians would have gotten the Nobel Prize for that. And frankly, I think it's a paradigm, the Abraham Accords, for our relations with every Islamic government in the world. Here's what we expect of you. Peace. We'll trade with you. We'll build up your wealth. You will enter the Abraham Accords, recognize Israel's right to exist. They'll recognize yours, and there will be peace. And we impose it. economically and militarily wherever we can. But the problem with that, you take the Taliban, that's totally different. Trump is simply impulsive and lazy, and it's what he did the Turks or the Kurds. Go ahead and kill the Kurds. Taliban is sitting there, and will you give up violence? And they go, yes, sir, as they pick their teeth with Bowie knives. Come on. Didn't we learn anything after Chamberlain said he negotiated with Hitler for peace in our time? You can't negotiate with the mob. You can't negotiate with a murderous rabble. And so when Trump did stuff like that, and then, of course, attacking our democracy and the COVID business, you know, if he had simply said, I'm the guy that fast-tracked the vaccine, how many people can come up with a vaccine in 9 months? And you can say, okay, I'm not a scientist, but yeah, but I put the governmental structure behind it. And here I'm getting the vaccine and wear a mask and we're going to have the Abraham Accords all over the world. He would have been reelected. He would have been reelected, but because he's fundamentally corrupt and fundamentally in the pocket of the Russians and fundamentally utterly unknowledgeable and ready to tear apart our democracy, he didn't get reelected. So there you go on Trump. And on the other one, remember something. The word Islam means submission. Submission. The word jihad means struggle. The cultural imperative in jihad, depending on how much you believe in it, if you're a Muslim, is to forcibly convert or exterminate the host population. And that's true if you're an immigrant or it's true if you're an invader. All that the Taliban are and ISIS are the distilled version of jihad. That's all it is. And it is an imperative for Western civilization to not permit it in. It will never assimilate. In Canada this summer, about over 2 months, we had over 50 churches, almost all Catholic churches, one of them Anglican, burned to the ground by arsonists. And a woman named Harsha Walia was from Bahrain, but she's in Canada now. And she's one of their big civil rights organizations, tweeted, burn it all down. Not them all down, burn it all down. Burn Judeo-Christianity all down. I want to say something about that too. I use that phrase and people object and they say, come on, Matt, we have separation of church and state. We absolutely do. The genius of the United States is that we are not a sectarian government. We're a secular government. Separation of church and state is the prime basis of our government. But that only arose in the history of the world with one religious tradition supporting it, and that's Judeo-Christianity. Our founding fathers, many of them were deists, but many of them were Church of England. And they said, you know something? We're going to write our religion out of government. So when I talk about Judeo-Christianity, it's not to impose it now. It took itself out of government. We took ourselves out of government. But I'm not going to have jihad walk in here and say, okay, so therefore we have a multicultural view of this. We will kill you unless you convert and submit. All right. So that's the way I look at it. And getting back to Trump, I'll just say this again. The Abraham Accords were the most significant breakthrough in world peace in at least a generation. It's incredible that they managed to do it. And I think Kushner has a lot of credit, as bad as he is, in negotiating with the Saudis on that and bringing them along because we give them military support and all that. The Abraham Accords should be the paradigm for all Islamic governments in the world, and we should insist on it. But where Trump screwed up is he then decides to attack our democracy, betray us to Russia, divide us racially. I could go on and on. I've been talking about this the whole time I've been on the radio in my life, and he didn't get reelected, and he shouldn't have gotten reelected, and Biden will kill him next time, too. Thanks for calling in, Randy. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.